the gestures that are represented, the avoidance behaviors, and protective strategies, such as kind of having our keys between my fingers, as an example of a protective strategy. When I do these things within public space, I think that they very much go unnoticed. And so to me, this idea of like something being less than noticed is an important part of the project. And so there's this this balance that's very fragile in the project between making these avoidance behaviors, protective strategies, making those visible, but also inserting them within public space, within the exact spaces that these violences occur, in a way that is also subtle. And so it's very much kind of a fragile balance. And so, but I'm also interested in this subtlety, this fact that these works are hopefully really well integrated because these avoidance behaviors, protective strategies are unnoticed and are less than visible so much of the time, or they're also about becoming invisible. And so it is a balance. I think something that's so interesting to me about the project is how I'm just kind of making still these behaviors. And so by freezing them in time and positioning them within space, they do draw attention to the actual images. Yet they're not billboard size or like in light. They're still really subtle. And so it's a very precarious tension between hiding and revealing. And that's a fascinating part of the project to me. If I speak a little bit more to this idea of, you know, site specificity, so as the project has evolved, you know, in its first iteration, it was just kind of throughout downtown. I would find sites where the work integrated really well. In the second iteration, I actually did this, created this piece for a conference in Spain. And I got permission at that point because I couldn't go and do like a site visit to really understand what it would be like in that space. But through kind of Google Street View, I was able to see that they had bus shelters everywhere. And this really inspired kind of the current iteration as well, because the most kind of factual like experiences I've had that were the most violating happened while I was using public transportation or was waiting for a bus or on my way to the bus stop. And so I became quite interested in how in those particular sites. And so when I did the iteration in Spain, the pieces were only on bus shelters. I was able to get permission to do that, which was really excellent. And so when I was able to kind of request from the University of Calgary to install this work on our campus, I thought again about putting the work specifically in close proximity to like one of the transit hubs on campus.